A key factor for startup success is being able to reach new users. Now, one mechanism for doing that is search. Today, I'm going to be speaking with Alex Littlewood of Motoroso.com, and his startup was able to use Bing Ads to reach an entirely new audience base. Alex has even gone so far as to say that Bing Ads was the secret sauce that helped his startup to grow. Let's talk to him now and learn more. Hello, I'm excited to be back, and I have with me today Alex Littlewood of Motoroso. Alex's startup is using Bing Ads to get all kinds of innovation and business growth through search. So Alex, we actually met at Techstars Mobility. You're one of the amazing companies that actually made it through and were part of this initiative. What I love about this is that it's kind of building downtown Detroit, and it was a group of amazing startups kind of championing the rebirth of Detroit. And so hopefully that's great to see a lot of that passion coming back to Detroit. So can you tell me a little bit more about your background and how you came to Detroit and your passion for motors?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about there. But so my background, I was born and raised, I was raised in the Silicon Valley. So grew up seeing the startup ecosystem develop and go through its ebbs and waves. I've worked in about six startups over the course of 8 years, had some wonderful successes and some terrible failures, and as most people in Silicon Valley have experienced. And about 2 years ago, I founded my own company. And we bootstrapped in the early days and grew. And the way that we got to Detroit was through the Techstars program. So Techstars is an accelerator that I've obviously always dreamed of being a part of. It's an amazing program for entrepreneurs to be exposed to mentorship, investment opportunities, and guidance and leadership to increase the odds of us building a successful company. And when Techstars announced that they were launching the mobility program, it was, of course, the inaugural program for Techstars in Detroit. And Detroit is the motor city. And my startup is all based around automotive and power sports. And so it was really exciting to be a part of that sort of opportunity to revive the entrepreneurial spirit in Detroit. And so I believe it was the first week in June, we moved out to Detroit with my team. So three of my team members came out to Detroit with us, and we spent 3 months working hard on the business, and it all culminated into Demo Day. And we decided not to to base the company in Detroit long run because it's such a distance from where we were in California, and that's where we're headquartered and families and so on and so forth. So, but being a part of that Detroit ecosystem during the program was absolutely phenomenal.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Motoroso is?
Yeah, absolutely. So Motoroso is a market network for automotive and power sports enthusiasts. What that means is that we are combining content, community, and commerce to help people find cool stuff that inspires them, and then ultimately find and hire service providers and purchase products, and then be able to share all of that back in through our platform. We found that the automotive and power sports industry is extremely disaggregated across literally thousands and thousands of websites, and it can be a very frustrating experience for enthusiasts to find and buy and share. And so we're taking on the very large and ambitious task of bringing it all together in something fairly unique. And we're heavily inspired by sites like house.com and Pinterest, which are much more visual experiences. And we believe that that could serve this industry very, very well. So we went live around September of last year. Today we have over 250 official brand profiles. And during the program at Techstars, we actually served our 1 millionth page view.
Wow. Congratulations. That's a wonderful milestone. And so how did you grow this business? How did you get to that level? Or actually, before we go there, why don't we talk about your background and what started this passion for motors?
Well, so, you know, I actually grew up turning wrenches with my dad. Most enthusiasts' passion starts with their family. And so my dad actually was more of an aviation enthusiast. Okay. He actually built an airplane in our garage, which we flew across country together to Wisconsin to go to the largest air show in the world in Oshkosh, and then flew back. It was about an 8-day trip. Absolutely amazing experience. One of my fondest memories from my youth.
That is awesome.
And it was a lot of fun. That quickly progressed to motorcycles and cars and trucks and boats and just about everything. I can really appreciate it all. I think in this industry you find a lot of people that gravitate towards one thing or another that sort of defines their automotive lifestyle, which is an interesting thing about this segment is often people are truly, their lifestyle is defined by which category they align with. But I really have always been attracted to all of it. And so I've done everything from restore classic cars to modify modern vehicles to racing motorcycles. And actually, motorcycles have been a massive part of my life. I raced in the AFM Championship on the West Coast. And I don't do that anymore because it's time-consuming and expensive. But I do still do track days and instruct folks as often as possible.
All right. Wow. So we have the story of a young entrepreneur with this passion for motors who has built, an airplane with his father and flew it across the country and competed in motorcycle racing for some time. And he comes to Detroit and is building this business. So what were your different ways of growing the business? Take us from the very beginning. You're starting with this dream. How did you move forward?
Yeah, so for us it was a little bit different. Normally on a consumer-facing website, you would expect to start with the user base. In this case, the automotive power sports industry is fairly unique in that there's a tremendous amount of very good content that comes from brands. And then also, brands in this space are perceived very differently and have a different relationship with consumers than in most other industries. When comparing to something like house.com, people obviously have some preference for brands, but brands don't define what they're going to buy or what their lifestyle is. Like, nobody's getting a Kohler tattoo, but you're going to see people with a Ducati, a whole Ducati outfit, or Harley Davidson fans will tattoo the brand on their arm. Right? I mean, this is hardcore lifestyle association with a brand. And so we decided to start with brands. Went live in September of 2014, as I mentioned. We went to our industry trade show, which is called SEMA, and had many, many, many conversations with brands there that all really saw a need for this in the industry. And so we started with those brands because they bring content, and they bring validity, and they kind of set a high bar for the content that we want on Motoroso. So that was where we started. Around February, we started doing user acquisition. And so to more directly answer your question about how we grew users, which is much more relevant to this conversation, really it's been through every touch point that we can imagine, both paid and unpaid, to try and find what works best for our business, right? And obviously, as a bootstrap startup, we have to look at and make the most use of all of the unpaid mediums, like building a good organic social following, meeting people in person, leveraging the relationships that we have with these brands as much as possible, engaging users in forums is one of the main ways that we started up. And then with what little budget we had to try paid mechanisms, we've tried search engine marketing on both Bing and Google. We've done a little bit of display advertising. We've sponsored a little bit of forums. We've we've done content distribution networks like Outbrain and Taboola. And we've explored a few different arenas. And I think the reason why we're now in this dialogue is really because we found that, search obviously always an important tool for marketers. We found it to really be like a secret weapon, specifically Bing, because it helped us attract a unique audience that was far more expensive to attract through Google, and we were able to get in a much higher volume and at a much better cost through Bing Ads, we found through testing and optimizing.
That's great. That's great to hear. So then tell me more about the goals for your business and how you want to continue to grow.
Yeah, so for us, we have what you see on the site today is really an MVP. And by the way, you can also get our apps on iOS and Android now. An MVP, obviously, minimum viable product. The idea was to introduce this concept of content discovery and an interactive layer that helps people find parts and accessories, plus videos, content, articles, right within an image, which is a unique experience to this segment. we've successfully introduced that. We've started to grow that. We've got some great user traction. But the next steps for us are to build three major sections of the site. A find a professional feature, which will help people find and hire the best service providers in this industry and the country. There's nothing like it today. We believe we're going to build something very, very special there. The second is to build a product marketplace where people can find and purchase products from a trustworthy source with accurate data, which is actually a significant problem in these sort of large marketplaces in this industry. And then the third is to build an advertising platform of our own, where when we understand what users look at, park, follow, share, upload, we can then serve them very, very relevant content. So if we know somebody's a Porsche fanatic and they happen to look at a lot of white cars, we can serve them relevant targeted ads of white Porsches. So similar to what Bing is able to do in helping us reach people who are looking for something very, very specific, we intend to help push very relevant content to people on our platform.
Well, that's great. So it sounds you're talking a little bit more then about kind of the unique value and results you've gotten from Bing Ads. And I know you also mentioned the cost effectiveness versus Google. Do you have any more details on that?
You know, I could probably use some general numbers. You know, they fluctuate as usual, but we know that we can pay, you know, in the 20 cents a click range, sometimes lower, and get high quality traffic from the demographic that is relevant to us, which is sort of that 35 to 55 male with a high income. You know, I believe there was a resource that I was directed to, which I'm sure you can maybe include in a text link with this interview. But you know, showing just how strong Bing is among that demographic, and that was when we realized, okay, we need to dive into this more deeply, and we've been able to extract tremendous value. And look, we don't have big values, big budgets, but we've been able to get a tremendous amount of value out of that budget.
Okay, that's interesting. I haven't done a ton with search and just experimenting with the different search providers myself, but it's interesting that you were able to target like a different audience and get different results with Bing Ads. And then it sounds like there's just kind of a lot of innovation in general that you need to do as a startup around search and digital media and you know, all of that sort of thing to have a whole strategy around that. And do different, you know, types of ads work better? Are there different advertising types that you've experimented with or found more useful?
Yeah, and this may be hard for listeners to get if they haven't explored Motoroso.com yet. What we have today is really an exploratory and discovery type of experience. We're not at the point yet where we're helping people find a specific product and buy it, or find a specific service provider and buy it. So what we have found as far as what performs on the ad side of things is keywords that are related to just kind of discovery, exploration, browsing. So when somebody's looking for Lamborghini pictures, which sounds very, very generic, we know that when they get to Motoroso, they end up spending a significant amount of time on the site because we offer a lot of that. So we have a very long list that we've built over time of sort of discovery-oriented types of keywords that work really, really well for us to attract the right types of users that are just going to browse and explore Motoroso and dive more deeply.
All right, great. And then how has this impacted your business growth? What have your growth numbers looked like? Is Motoroso doing well? Are you guys growing?
We had a phenomenal run through Techstars. Techstars is generally naturally quite a boost to any startup, but we launched a few features during Techstars. In the 12 weeks from the beginning of June to the sort of first week of September, we actually grew 500%, which was just an incredible run for us. And that, you know, we're growing right now. And that program ended September 10th, I believe. So today is October 5th or 6th. And so we're just fresh out of the program. I've just relocated to San Diego. During that period, as you can imagine, growth was hard to maintain while we were moving back across country, but we have been able to still maintain about 5% week over week growth. And now we're getting back down to it, and we anticipate we're going to try and maintain at a minimum 20% month over month growth, because that's the number that we need to maintain to keep getting towards our goals. There are 40 million Americans in the U.S. that care about automotive and power sports. It's our goal to serve each of them.
That's wonderful. That's so great to hear. So you have had tremendous business growth. Do you think like some of that was due to Bing ads as well?
It was absolutely
due to the Techstars program?
I mean, it was absolutely a crucial part of our growth. So being a part of Techstars was more around the, you know, some press awareness, but really what we got there was incredible mentorship and guidance. And so we received good tips on how to make the most of a consumer marketing strategy. And we wove in Bing ads as an important part of that, and we got really good at optimizing it during the program. So we were able to, I would say we got more out of Bing ads during the program, and that helped propel us to the heights. Of course, nothing, and growth never just comes from one source. So culmination of everything that we did. But on the front where we did have budget and we were spending money, our dollars were extremely well spent with Bing, and we're really, really happy to have that partnership.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, it's fun to think about like the importance of search as a great strategy for reaching out to new customers and engaging them and kind of helping them, you know, bringing them in to see kind of the value that Motoroso is able to provide. It is an amazing site for car enthusiasts and just things in general. So very, very good to see like all of the success that you're having, Alex. And everyone go check out Motoroso.com. It is a lot of fun. If you like the visual kind of Pinterest experience for cars, it is just great. Gorgeous graphics. A lot of information, and you guys are going places. So thanks for your time today, Alex.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jennifer.